Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, last night, the Timberwolves got beat on last second shot by Brandon Ingram. It was a tie game, so if he'd have missed it, it would go into overtime. Tonight, the Gophers battle back kind of the same way, and Michigan State makes a basket at the buzzer, a layup off a play to win it by two. Oh, what a game it was, though. It was big. It was real Big Ten basketball, man. It was fighting for loose balls and scrappiness and, you know, physicality and all those things. Joining us right now to break it down a little bit further and to talk about the future of this team, Blake Hoffarber. Blake, that's Big Ten basketball when you're getting after it at Michigan State. Well, what is that arena like to play in?
Yeah, hey, Mike. That arena, it's one of the, for sure, the hardest places to play in the Big Ten. It always was for us. I watched the second half of that game tonight, and, yeah, the guys did an awesome job hanging in there, and obviously you got I keep saying it's Minnesota sports, but we got a bad bounce at the end, and they scored at the buzzer. But, yeah, that's East Lansing. That is a tough, tough place to play, and they always have really great fans kind of heckling you the whole game.
You know, Tom Izzo was on the sidelines when you were there, and he's on the sidelines now. When you prepare to play a Tom Izzo team, when I say that, what does that mean?
Means they're going to beat you up and be super physical, and also they're gonna push the ball in transition. So I remember we always, had drills before that on more physicality, but just knowing we got to box out because those guys crash the boards pretty hard, and we needed to box out. And they often have strong physical bigs, and then also they love to push the ball. So right when they when we shoot it and they get the rebound, we got to sprint back and get in the paint because they love scoring transition.
Is that, would that be a fun system to play in? Because basically what you're saying is you're going to work your butt off on defense, but I'm going to let you let it fly on offense.
Yep. No, that is a fun style, and obviously it's worked for Coach Izzo, and he's, you know, had tremendous players come out of there and has, you know, had tremendous success doing that. But obviously you need to get the right players to be able to play that style.
So the Gophers have been competitive since they got to the Big Ten, but they haven't won. They've only won the one game against Michigan. They've been in most of them, at least to an extent tonight, the biggest heartbreaker so far. So assess this team as we approach, not the halfway point, but we're getting towards that. I mean, is this a team that's an eyelash away from learning how to win, or is this a team that it's going to be really difficult because now they're getting scouted and it's the Big Ten and it's just different?
No, I think they're getting close. I mean, let's put it this way. I think every one of us at the beginning of the year when we saw the transfers,
yes,
and, you know, people coming in, you know, obviously we had a lot of new guys, a new coach, a new system. I don't think very many people thought they were going to be doing what they're doing now. I mean, I think people thought they were going to be getting blown out in the Big Ten, and they've pretty much every game they've been in and doing a great job in the non-conference. Obviously they did great. And, you know, I think people should be happy. At least I'm happy, and I think it's a fun style of ball they're playing, and it's fun that they're moving around, they're playing hard, and they're getting, you know, Coach Johnson's getting what he can out of all his players.
Eric Curry got hurt again the night at the end of the game. We don't know the details of it, but he's been injury prone, of course, in his sixth year because of that. And he's one of those guys. Not that he's a tremendous Big Ten player, but to the Gophers, he's incredibly important because of the skill set that he brings, and it's something that they're short on for depth. What do you do in the Big Ten, let's just say, specifically right now probably for Ben Johnson, when you're looking at your lineup and you're going, okay, we just don't have what most teams do, and that is that low block presence. How do you go about creating a system where you can beat teams? I mean, is it the four out? Is it creating great confidence in your perimeter shooters? What is it you do?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a huge blow. Obviously, the last second basket by Michigan State, but two plays before where Curry got hurt. I mean, that's going to be a huge blow because obviously we all know they're struggling from a big man position this year. So, but going back to your question, I think you got to reconfigure your style of play, right? If Curry goes out, I mean, he was basically our only big, but he was one of the main bigs that played, and that's been a big issue for that team thus far this year. So I think Ben's going to have to go, or Coach Johnson's going to have to go a little more of a, you know, four out, one in, or even potentially five out, because if Battle's going to be our big there, right?
It looks like five out to me, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, he's going to have to reassess that a little bit, but I think he's been doing that this year. I mean, obviously, Curry's been more in the paint, but he flashes out as well.
I mean, do you think if you're sitting there where they are and you're going, okay, we haven't won many in the Big Ten, but we won a lot early on. Let's sit down here and talk about making an NCAA tournament run. I mean, what do you do at this juncture? Is it just, hey, man, we got to find a way to beat a Big Ten team here to get it? Where do you go with this to try to create confidence?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just going to, one game at a time, right? I know it's a cliche, but it's truly what you got to focus on because, sure, you can get down and, oh my gosh, we only won one Big Ten game, but, these guys are in. They just played a top 10, number 10.
Yeah, it depends on how you look at it, right?
Place and lost on a buzzer beater, right? Yeah. Obviously that hurts even more than, potentially getting blown out by 20, but, I'd rather lose at a buzzer beater like that, just knowing, hey, we can maintain and not necessarily just play with the Big Ten teams, but play with the top 10 team in the country.
Yeah, and I guess that's what you go forward with right now. Now, you look at this team, and there's some seniors on this team that are going to lose. And I was out watching, interviewing Jaden Carrington today, who's coming to the U from Park Center, and I think he's going to be a really nice addition. But as you look to next year, if Blake Hoffarber is the guy that's trying to make decisions on the roster next year, you've got some freshmen coming in. We know that. Now we're living in the era of the transfer portal. How would you go about trying to build a competitive team for next year? Would you be going, hey, we got to find some 22 and 23-year-olds that have played in that conference USA that are, 6'8", 230 pounds? How would you go about trying to move the needle?
So I think it's got to be a little bit of both, and in my opinion, I think you're going to want to get those in-state kids or guys that Ben has been starting to get. But, just where he's at with his roster, I mean, it would be stupid not to look in that transfer portal with every kid, it almost seems like, joining that transfer portal. So you got to stick your nose in it and try to get a couple guys. I mean, I would like to blend a little vets with young guys, but obviously – I think the best teams are the guys that have, all came in freshman year and all play all 4 years there because they just gel well together. But you can also do that with, getting a couple guys in the transfer portal and trying to get them to blend into the system quick.
And what I guess has opened my eyes is, you probably don't realize how much you have to offer in the Big Ten. I mean, you're talking about, in general, big crowds, every game on TV, and if you can find a guy that's Big Ten, right? I mean, Jamison Battle is a great example of this.
Yeah.
It's a pretty easy sell because these kids have already played in front of 5,000 people, limited TV exposure, and you're saying, wait, we're going to double and triple the size of that audience. I mean, to me, that becomes a real easy sell if you get it in front of them.
Absolutely, and I think if I was Coach Johnson, I mean, I would try to go after some of these Minnesota kids that took off to these other schools across the country, and if they're in that portal, obviously, they might have Minnesota's in their heart, right? So you can try to pluck a couple of those kids. I know, PJ Fleck just got that kid from Notre Dame. That was the I think defensive offensive lineman, but I think that could be a good route to go as well and try to get people that have a soft spot for Minnesota coming back.
All right. Blake, appreciate it. Are you skiing?
Yeah, my brother-in-law's got a place out in Montana, so I...
Big Sky?
First time I ever got on skis was today at you know, Big Sky. Yellowstone Club is called, actually. But yeah, it was fun.
Did you enjoy it? Because I found it, and I do a lot of skiing in Colorado, and I hadn't skied for 40 years, and then went back to it, and now I'm in love with it again. And the guys that I took with me, they you either take to it or you don't, but it sounds like you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I ponied up and paid for instructor for the first half day because I never got on a pair of skis in my life, and I grew up in Minnesota, so.
No, I hear you.
I was in the gym. Let me tell you,
the coach wasn't going to let you put a pair of skis on for most of your life.
Yeah, or my mom. More like my mom.
Or your mom. All right, buddy. Have fun out there.
All right. Thanks.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.